wanted to come here tonight, change a little change of pace from what some of the parents have been talking about. I want to talk about process to you guys, or lack thereof. I'm asking for your help. I'm asking for help of the parents here. For the past 17 months, the governor has take a go it alone approach. And in my opinion, it's 17 months too long. I'm not here to tell you guys how to vote tonight. That's not why I'm here. That's not my job. That's your job and your job alone. You are elected to make decisions that's best for this school district based on the constituents that elected you. And that is these parents and their kids. You being here tonight yet again is not the problem, but yet a symptom of the governor's rule by fiat approach. Whether you're Democrat, Republican, or independent, it doesn't matter. What matters is what we all learned in civics class when we were kids. And that is that we live in a constitutional republic that is made up of three co-equal branches of government, not one. As I said before, I ask you tonight for your help. I'm not here to convince you on either side of the issue, mask, no mask. That's not why I'm here tonight. I'm here to support your decision as a local school board, where decisions like this should lie. I've spent almost two terms as your state senator, and time again, I've voted against mandates that have been brought up in Springfield that come down on our local governments and our school boards. It shouldn't be a mandate. It shouldn't be made by one man that has never set foot in this school district. I guarantee if you ask the governor today where Rockridge is, he wouldn't have any idea. This decision is for the school board. Over a year ago, I introduced legislation in the state of Illinois that would take away the governor's unilateral power and give it back to you where it belongs. Unfortunately, to this day, that bill still sits in a subcommittee where the majority party refuses to call it for a vote. So today, I have brought for you guys a resolution that I've drafted. Now, this resolution will go to any school district that wants it. You can use it word for word. You can use it as a template to fit your district. The resolution is asking the governor to relinquish his power that he's been doing and give it back to the school district. I ask you to use it, tweak it, make it yours, and God willing, vote on it. And God willing, a bunch of school districts around this state take up this same resolution and vote on it to send a message to the governor that says, we know what's best for our kids in our district, not you. As I've said before, not here to tell you how to vote tonight. I know you guys have a lot on your shoulders. Believe me, I understand. Every vote that an elected official takes has its goods, its bads. They all have consequences. So I'll leave you with this. In my experience, every vote that I've taken, if you listen to both sides and vote with how your constituents feel, you usually end up on the right side of the issue.